Welcome, parents. I want to thank you so much for joining us in this first step of the baby dedication celebration. My name is Don Gentry, or Donnie, as many of you know me. I've been involved in ministry to families for almost 23 years, and I'm the father of three teenage daughters. I definitely don't claim to know all that there is about raising kids. I've definitely made my fair share of mistakes along the way, but I've also experienced some incredible victories along the way. So through this process of this baby dedication celebration, I hope to encourage you to get off to a great start as you begin this journey called parenting. You see, baby dedication celebration is far more than just a great party. And although we definitely celebrate, you're at the beginning of one of the most important jobs you will ever have. And as your church, we don't want you to miss the opportunity to tell you some of the really important things that we think you need to know. Now, don't get me wrong, this won't be all you need to know, and we encourage you to read books and talk to other parents who may be further down the road than you. We get that, because there's so much for you to grow and learn as a parent. But we're going to ask you to listen to the following three parenting talks, and this is one of them. They aren't very long, and there's a simple homework assignment that's assigned with each one of them. But this is this is important for the first step in the baby dedication celebration process. We feel that there are a few things that will matter most in the heart and the life of your child. And that's what these parenting talks are all about. And we don't want you to miss them. So I thank you for listening through these three talks. Here's a question that I want you to think about as you head into this first talk. And the question is this: when you think about the day when your child is all grown up and they head out on their own, what do you hope they know? And more importantly, who do you hope they have become? See, I may be a pastor, but my most important title to me personally is that of husband and dad. See, like I said, Stacy and I are parents of three teenage girls, Kayla, Vanessa, and Karina. And at the core of my being, that's who I am. I'm a husband and I'm a dad. And I'm so excited that you as a parent have chosen to consider taking the most important step of dedicating your child. I still remember when I dedicated my girls. You're taking the first step in making the most important investment that you can make in the life of your son or daughter. And we're really thrilled that you're doing this, because parenting can oftentimes feel so overwhelming. I remember when we first had our children, and I think of the time of how little and vulnerable and tiny they were. And I didn't want to break them. I didn't even want to hold them incorrectly. I didn't want to hurt them in any way. I can still just remember that feeling as a new dad. I remember as Stacy and I developed strategies to think through how we're going to get our kids to sleep through the night. And we read the different books, and how are they going to eat their vegetables, and how are we going to get them to take their naps. One of my most fond memories is I remember when the girls would be taking a nap or they'd be sleeping, and I would just kind of poke them, just because, are they really asleep? I don't want them to die. And then I'd stick my finger underneath their nose just to make sure that there's still breath coming out of them. When you're a parent of young children, it's so easy to be focused on the day-to-day that sometimes we lose sight of the future. And here's the thing. What you're doing right now in the day-to-day, whether you're worried about how you're going to hold them or whether or not they're going to eat their green beans, right now, you're shaping the future. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to encourage you to not only think about today, but I want you to think about the future. I want you to imagine the end, to understand that your little one is going to grow up. They won't always be this tiny little baby that you're holding today. What do you do to prepare them for their future that's really going to matter? See, right now, most of you can't imagine that this sweet little baby who isn't even old enough to walk or tie their shoes is one day going to drive away to college. Now, that sounds kind of inconceivable. Our oldest daughter gets to start driving in just a couple of weeks. And I personally can't wait. But it also means that I'm almost to the point where she gets to drive away out of my care pretty soon, out of my protection. For you, it might be hard to believe that your son or daughter who's trying to sit up or take his first steps will soon be a senior in high school asking for the car keys every weekend. Those days may seem like a whole nother world right now from where you are. But I can assure you it's coming. It amazes me that all three of my girls are now in high school. I'm going to be sending my oldest one to college sometime soon. The time has passed quickly. And I'm not going to be one of those guys that says, oh, hold on to the time and hold on to the moment. I've enjoyed every single moment. Believe me, I have. And I look forward to every future moment. But I can assure you of this. Enjoy each moment because it does go quickly. I know that as a parent, there's so much to think about when we're raising our kids. And some people get really overwhelmed by it. There's questions of like, how do we develop them? How do we make sure that they get all the influences that they need to succeed? In fact, you might already be thinking about getting them into t-ball or music lessons or the best preschool. You're beginning to think about preparing them for their future and what you think their future should look like. But if we only focus on how well they hit a ball or what school they go to or what kind of score they get on their tests, I can assure you, you're going to miss the main point. Because 100 years from now, the only thing that will matter in your child's life is their relationship with God. Let me say that one more time just to clarify the point. 100 years from now, the only thing that will matter in your child's life is their relationship with God. And the temptation as a parent is to think about and to plan for what our kids will do in the future. Most of us want them to do well at school or to excel at sports. All of us want them to find good jobs, to find the right spouse, to settle down, to have a family of their own one day. But what if we posed a different question? Instead of asking, what do I want them to do? What if we asked ourselves, who do I want them to become? See, when you ask that question, your perspective changes and your priorities shift. When you ask that question, who do I want them to become? You begin to place more value on teaching them the things that will shape their character and their relationship with their Heavenly Father. Ultimately, who they are will shape everything they do. It will determine what kind of athlete they become. It will shape how they handle success. It will shape how they handle failure. It will impact the quality of their relationships, and ultimately, it will determine the kind of husband or wife or mother that they will one day become. You see, character shapes everything. The heart of your child's character is their relationship with their Heavenly Father. See, God clearly gave a responsibility to us, their parents, to lead our children into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, to introduce them to a God who made them, who loves them, and who desires to have a relationship with them. When I think about my responsibility as a parent, I oftentimes go back to where Moses addressed the Israelites. And he stood before the Israelites and as their audience of parents and in a community in which they lived. And he started by saying that God is the one true God. And then he proceeded to tell them the most important thing that they needed to do. And I want to read that passage to you. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. You see, Moses clearly communicates that as parents, we are in the best possible position to help their kids, to help our kids, not their kids, our kids, learn what it looks like to love God with all of their heart. That parents should talk about it when we're at home. We should talk about it when we're driving in the car, when our children get up. Basically, this scripture passage in Deuteronomy tells us we need to be talking about the love of God all the time. That as parents, it's our job to introduce our children to a personal relationship with their Heavenly Father. As a father of three teens, I promise you that I see this much more clearly now than I did even 10 years ago. I consistently focus on who my girls are in Christ, not what they're going to do with the rest of their life, but who will they be for the rest of their lives. That's the most pressing question that I have. You see, we believe here at Journey, and not just myself, but at Journey, we believe that the most important thing that a parent can do is introduce their children to a relationship with their Heavenly Father. That is truly the end that matters most to all of us and to your child. As a parent, the focal point you choose now will help you navigate everything you encounter over the next 20 years. Ultimately, we want you to want their character and their life shaped by a vibrant relationship with their Heavenly Father. So you might be asking yourselves, well, okay, that sounds good. I agree. So what steps can you do today that will start you on that journey? Well, I'm glad you asked because we have a couple things for you. First, and most importantly, we challenge you to pray with your spouse for the day when your child accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Make this a focus of your prayer, a focus of your heart, and an end that motivates you every day of your life. I still remember each day that my girls accepted Jesus Christ. I was there. I remember I had the privilege of seeing it happen. In fact, even as a pastor, I had the privilege of being able to baptize each one of my children as they got older. It's an amazing privilege. I encourage you, think about that day. Pray about that day. Pray for that day. And the second thing that we want you to do is where your homework comes in. We want you to take a few minutes and write out a description of the kind of person that you hope your child will become over the next 18 years. Yes, you can include a love for baseball or hockey, or in my case, you can even say Michigan Wolverine football. You can tell them that. You can brainwash them for that. Just joking. Well, sort of. But the important thing I want you to do, I want you to describe the kind of character that you hope to see in your child and who they become. What do you hope to see? Humility? A strong relationship with Christ? A deep concern for others? Kindness? A love for truth? A strong work ethic? Wisdom? You think about it. You define it. Think about the kind of heart that you want to help develop in your child. Who do you want them to become? Over the years, this might be a letter that you share with your child someday. Or it might just be something that you pull out once or twice a year to remind yourself of what truly matters most when it comes to raising your child. This week, pray together for that day when your child will place their trust in Jesus Christ. And as you prepare for the dedication celebration, take the time to imagine the end and write out a description of the kind of person you hope to see your child become one day. Start with the end in mind. Not what you want them to do, but who you want them to become. If you do this, we're confident that writing a description of who you want them to become will help you clarify how you parent today. When you finish writing down your thoughts, we want you to put this piece of paper somewhere where you can easily find it, because you're going to be asked to bring the sheet of paper with you to the actual dedication celebration. Because there you're going to be able to read your thoughts to your family and your friends that you bring on that day. All of you will have a chance to pray together for your child's spiritual journey over the coming years. You see, this group is also going to pray for you to have God's wisdom and help you commit to helping your child develop a relationship with the years, or with God over the years. See, and even on our website, where you're finding this link right here, you'll also find a link where you can actually print off a template for your letter. So please make sure you get that homework assignment done. Again, I just want to thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for doing your homework and being a part of our baby dedication celebration. I want to assure you that you'll be glad that you figured out where you're headed in your parenting right from the start. It'll make a difference in a way that you can't even begin to imagine. It's one of the best ways that I know to help all of us as parents focus our priorities on what truly matters the most. Have a great day, and I look forward to partnering with you at the baby dedication.